Mishnah discussing the Machlokas Rishonim, when there is a Chiyuv of Mei Kesef, is it only Yadei HaZama or even Al Yadei HaKosha? We pointed out the Chiddush of Rabbi Natan, but even in cases of HaKosha, the Baal is obligated to pay Mei Kesef. The Ram pointed out at the beginning of the Sugya that there are two possibilities of HaKosha: HaKosha within the Kat of Eden themselves, and then HaKosha of Trei Keneged Trei. So the Ram points out the name of Baal Yatosus that one certainly could distinguish. But Medvar Amurim, when there's a Chiv of Mea Kesef, at least if there was some demonstration that these are Eide Sheker, and that would only apply in a case of a Hachosha Minei Ubei, Hachoshin Bedikos. If it's Trei Keneged Trei, so how is it that your Machayiv, the Baal Mea Kesef, the Baal will still maintain that his claim is true, he brought Edom, the Edom are legitimate, and the other Edom, the Ramachish, they are considered to be the Eide Sheker. But we pointed out, according to the Tosas and the Pchesim of Beis, it would appear the great Kiddush that Rabbeinu Tam Shita of HaKosha even applies in the case of Shrei Utrei, because Tosus is very bothered. The Gemara ultimately in Daf Testament Beis mentions as a possibility for the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim the case of Plukta de Ben Zakai HaKosha Bevedikos. Kosha Pshat in the Gemara, this is the difficulty that Tosus raises. That would mean that according to Rabbi Meir it's only Gimel because it's a Chiyuv of Mea Kesef. According to the Chachamim, HaKosha Bedikos is considered to be irrelevant, and therefore, this is a case of real Dinin of Hasha. So that's very difficult, Tosa says. The Mishnah seems to indicate the following. The Meir says that Eino Chinami, this is a case of Dinin Mamas Bishlosha, and the Chum maintain, no, that since there's an element of Dinin of Hasha, therefore, even here and now, a Bezin of Chav Gimel is required. So that fits in very well with what we learned previously. Right now it's Dina Mamanos, but there's a concern of laws, there's a concern of Kvodin Shal Rishonim, there's a possibility that the case was or will develop into Dina Nefashos. According to the way Tosas presents, that this is Mamasha case of Dina Nefashos, the Edom are considered to be legitimate for Dina Nefashos, and this is a case of not a Tfi of Maman at all, this is a case of an actual Chi of Misa. So therefore, Tosas suggests the following teretz, the case must be a little bit more complicated. It must be that there are two different forms of hachasha. Number one, there was hachasha bebedikos, but then the achar kach, other edim come, and it's a case of absolute hachasha, trei, keneged trei. So according to Rabbi Meir, all you need, right, are three. Because forget about the case of the hachasha gemura. Even within the actual kat of edim themselves, there's hachasha bebedikos, and therefore, there's no longer a possibility of a tzad nefashos. The Chachayim assume that certainly is not true. The Hachoshin B'dikos does not bother us. We're only concerned with Chosh of Trei Keneged Trei. But the Baal, who is convinced that his Edim are the real Edim, the others are Edei Sheker, he is going to continue and try to demonstrate that that's true. He will try to find someone who can be mazim those subsequent Edim that claimed that his Edim were not telling the truth. So in that instance, then the Chachamim agree that you're right. Right now it's a case of Dinim Amanos, however, it can lead to Dinim Nefashos, and therefore you require a Bezna of Chav Gimel. The Chiddush, though, according to Sokimta Tosus, is here we're dealing with an instance of Hachashra B'dikos, that according to the Chachamim is not a concern of ours. Certainly there wouldn't be a Chiv of Mea Kesev, the Edom or Nemanim. The only basis of the Chiv of Mea Kesev is because of the later Hachashra. That's Hachashra of Trei Keneged Trei. So apparently, you don't require, according to this Chiddush within Rabbeinu Tam, absolute hachashim nei yobei, that you demonstrate that these are Edei Sheker, in order to create the Chiyuv of Mei Kesef. If, in fact, the Baal brings Edim, and the Kabbalah se Edim, the Edus is Batel, even if it was simply Al Yedei Trei Utrei, in that instance, Rabbeinu Tam maintains that you're obligated to pay Mei Kesef. That's a very important Kiddush within Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to dismiss the Edim because they were proven to be Edei Sheker, to discredit the Edim, but failure for the Baal to prove his claim, even if it's idea Chosha, Trei Keneged Trei, that results in a Chiyuv of Mea Kesef. Good? Ketosis is now bothered within this Kiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Ukimta of Abayi, and as Tosus points out, Hu Hadinami, whether you assume the other Ukimtas of Asra Beis Tam, or the case of Achosha Bevedikos. So according to the Chum Rav Meir, this is a case that there's a Chiyuv of Mea Kesef. How can there be a Chiyuv of Mea Kesef in these particular cases? No, don't require in an instance of Mea Kesef that it's Asi Lidei Chiyuv Skila. No? In these instances, there is no chiyuv skila. And in such an instance, how can there be a chiyuv of mea keser? What happens? A Baal has a claim that this is an eishes ishes insa. What happens? He brings forth edim de asru veistam. He brings forth edim that there's hachoshim bedikos. Good? So in such an instance, they are not convicting her of a capital offense. So therefore, how is it possible to have a chiyuv of mea keser? Good? That's the kasha that Tosas poses. Where do you see that this is true? That the chiyuv knas goes hand in hand with the concept of garim laktala, that the attempt was to convict her of a capital offense. So Tosa says, isn't that clear from the sigin ksuvis and daf mem and daf mem dalet amud beis? If one is motzi shemra al haktana, in such an instance, right? The Gemara says that you're potter. Why is that true? Tosa explains, because after all, kevan delo matzi the miktala, because there's no possibility of convicting her of being an eishes ishes insa of a chiyuv misa. And after all, doesn't the pasuk say im emesai hadavar usakaluha? So therefore, isn't that a prerequisite that there is at least the possibility of the chiyuv misa, the chiyuv skila, in order to be mechayiv the baal deknas? Good. And therefore, the Ram quotes the name of the Ramban, the following chiddush. That's why Hazam is so crucial. A couple of possible differences between Hachash and Hazama. Difference number one, in Hazama you have demonstrated that these are Eidei Sheker. Part of the halacha of Hazama, perhaps that's the Chiddush of Hazama, is that we assume that the second Katar Nemanim, the first is not, and therefore they are considered to be Eidei Sheker B'taraz Vanai. But there's another fundamental difference, and that is when it comes to Hachasha, the case never gets to the point of a Gemar Din. That's not true in the case of Hazama. In an instance of Hazama, there was a Gemar Din Lamisa, and then subsequently the Edom were proven to be Edom Zomin. So perhaps one could argue as follows. When there is a Tainas Baldin, the Taini here of the Baal, and the Taini is confirmed Ayyidah Edom, and there's a Psak Din Lamisa, and it's Mamish, Asidah De Skila, then there will be a Chiyuv of Mea Keser, if in fact it results in Hazama. But in a case of Hachosha, it's not just simply that the Baal can stand and say that my Edom are Edei Emes. More than that, since lo nigmar dina lemisa, in such an instance, therefore how can you have a possibility of Mea Keser? Good. So that's the Kasha that Tosas and the Ran deal with. Don't we assume that the Chiyuv Knas of Mea Keser goes hand in hand with nigmar dina lahariga? That's the Kasha. Good. Our Tosas answers that according to Rabbi Yotam, that is not true. There is no direct link between the chiyuv knas and the onish of skila. But doesn't the Gemara tell us in Ksuvas Naf Memdala that in some sense there is a link? Don't require matzi the mikdala. So Tosas comments as follows: Enochinami. From that limud, the sugi in Ksuvas Naf Memdala Mabez, lo mimatinan elektana, the la bas onshin klal. That Chiddush of the Gemara that tells us you need Skila, it doesn't mean you actually need Skila, even in cases of Hachosha, cases that never could possibly lend itself to an Onish of Misa. There will be a Chiyuv of Mea Keser. All we mean to say is the following, that if you have an individual, a Gavra, such as a Ktana, where in principle there can never be such an Onish, it's Eino Roya Levila, in the sense that there's no possibility of an Onish Misa, then you cannot have a case of Mea Keser. That's a fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbi Natan. According to the Ramban, we insist on dafka nigmar dina lemisa, because the mechayiv of knas from Motzi Shemra is garam laktola. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Natan, that's not true. We don't require nigmar dina lemisa, even in hachasha when it's chayiv meya kesev. The Gemara says that ktana no, because there's no misa. That just means a katan and ktana mufkas from the halacha of Motzi Shemra, because there's no possibility, it's Ein Arayin Lekach. A very early shiurim that we had, Meseches Sanhedrin, we pointed out just as an example, that Gemara in Gitna and Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says when it comes to Eidos Mipihem, and the Gemara's Drasha, Mipihem Velo Mipi Ksavam, Eidos has to be Baal Peh, Eidos cannot be Bichsav. Good? So we're bothered by the Kasha, the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban. How can you have Eidos Bishtar? When the pasuk says mipihem v'lepi ksavam, no, so Tosus Nivamos Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez quotes the view of Rabbi Natan that drasha mipihem v'lepi ksavam does not mean that edus has to be balpe as opposed to edus v'chsav. What does it mean? Rayulakav, no, lemiute ilain shene yachol ledaber, no, that was the chiddush of Rabbi Natan, no. You can have drush in the Gemara. It doesn't mean literally this is how it must be done. It means if this is impossible, it's eino rayu lekach. Therefore, that certainly cannot be admissible. You always require ru'uyin ladvarm haksuvim beparsha. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam writes, that's the drush in Piyam Lam Pikshalam. It doesn't mean eidus is lein balpeh. It means pratli ilein. No? Very similar, right? Just as a mashal to Rabbeinu Tam is doresh. Here as well, the Torah mentions chiyuv skila. You don't require chiyuv skila. However, if the Torah mentions skila, it means prat l'ktana, the lav vast onshin. But einachinami, that doesn't mean that the chiyuv mea kesef requires that nigmar dina lamisa. Very often, Rabbeinu Tam is doresh that those exclusions are only rayu lakach, as opposed to requiring the poel that in actuality, that in fact must take place. Good? That's the chiddush of Rabbi Natan and our sugya. Tosus and Ksuvus, now Memo Medbein, Ramas Hilha, is bothered by this issue. You look in the parts of Motzi Shemra, it's true, the Torah speaks about an onish of skila. If in fact the Tana Sabal is true, then there is a chiyuv misa. And on that basis, our Tosus interprets the Gemara, it must be referring to a Gdola, not referring to a Ktana. Why is that true? Because the Parsha mentions the possibility of Onesh. Therefore, it must only apply to one who is a Bar Onshin. Is that true? So Tosus raises, Ksuvus Daf Mem, Temelari, Mabika Chimkra Airi Bebas Onshin. Why is that so significant? Just because the Pasuk talks about one who in principle is capable of onesh. What's the halacha, for example, in the instance of ones, one who is ma'are seinara amurasa, there's a chiyuv knas, no? In the case of ba'al haktana hamurasa, the pasuk also there indicates that if, in fact, it was a case where they were willing to do so, no, then there's an onish of skila. But yet the knas of Naru Marasa applies, according to the Chachamim, even in a case of Ktana as well. What's the halacha of Haba al Ktana Hamurasa? So what's the halacha in such a case? I, the Pasuk, mentions onshin, but nonetheless, does that mean to exclude a case of Ktana? So Tosus writes in Ksuvus Naf Mem, certainly not. We assume Ktana and Nara as well. The Pasuk mentions Nara Hamarasa and Nara Afilu Ktana. Hi, the Pasuk mentions cases of Onshin. Yeah, that's because of the case of Nara, but not Lafuke Ktana. So Tosus raises a very critical kasha. What is the difference between Ones as opposed to Motzi Shemra? Why is it that in the case of Ones, there we assume Nara and Afilu Ktana? Why is it in the case of Motzi Shemra, here we assume that Nara Dafka and Ktana Lo? That's Tosus' Kasha. So Tosus gives two very different Teretzim. The first Teretz of Tosus is the following. There is more to this drasha than simply whether she is a bas onshin or whether she is not. Tosus based on that Gemara, take a look in Ksuvus Daf Mem and the Daf Mem Dalit. In Motzi Shemra, the term Na'ara is written mullin. In the case of Ones, one who is Ma'anes, a Na'ara Murasa, there Na'ara is mentioned Chaser. That's the Chiddush that Tosus writes, based on the Gemara. The Gemara has a possible drushin. That Nara Male means a complete Nara, a full Nara, Davka Nara. If Nara is written without the Hey, Chaser, an incomplete Nara, meaning even a Ktana as well. Tosfos points out that also plays in, right, to this particular drasha. And that is the basis of the difference between ones as opposed to the case of motzi shemra. That's what allows us to assume that in motzi shemra, where b'marnara mole diber hakosu, so in such a case, there we insist on bastonshin. As opposed in the case of ones, there, since na'ara is written chaser, so then na'ara is afilu ktana. That's one chiddush of Tosfos. Then Tosfos mentions a second possibility. Dafka b'motzi shemra, Tosfos says, is there a svara that we should not be mechayiv knas? What's the svara regarding a tana that there shouldn't be any chiyuv knas? Because after all, pitui ktana onesim. Well, as Tosfos introduces, pitui ktana onesim. Let's say, for example, a person is motzi shemer al nara shenensa. Tosfos says there's no chiyuv knas. What is part of the motzi shemer? A person says that this person is an ashes ishes insa. And she willingly participated in my saver. Let's assume, for example, right, the claim of the husband, one of motzi shemra, saying that it happened ba'ones gamur. In such an instance, that is not a claim of motzi shemra, that she was nensa. She couldn't have done anything to prevent it. It was absolutely against her will. There's no chiyuv knas in a case of motzi shemra if it was a case of a narash and nensa. The accusation is that she was an ashes ishes zinsa b'mezid. Not that it happened ba'ones gamur. So Tosfos says the following, when it comes to a ktana, even if, in practical terms, the ktana willingly was engaged in that ma'isaviyah, but al-pidin, a ktana's lav basdas, and therefore, pito iktana, even that ultimately she does willingly, al-pidin is considered to be an onesu, and therefore it also says that there's no chiyuv knas in that circumstance. That's an important teretz that Tosfos writes. That the reason that there is a chiyuv knas is because the claim of motzi shemra, we'll see soon, is that this was an eishes ishes zinsa who is chayev es misa. That wouldn't be true if you were dealing with the case of an isha shenensa. And that's the exclusion of the case of ktana, because al-pidin, pitu ktana, onesu. Well, that's the chiddush of Tosfos. In other words, according to the second parents of Tosfos, that the chiyuv knas is not because garam laktola. It's not because that his claim is resulting in a chiyuv skila. That's not necessary at all. But it has to be a claim that she went ahead and violated this isser of eishes ish, b'mezid, not ba'ones, and that's the exclusion of ktana. That's the chiddush, right, that Tosfos suggests. And therefore, that obviously would allow you to distinguish between a case of one who is ma'anes in Arab Silla, as opposed to a case of motzi shemra. In a case of motzi shemra, then ktana is exempt. Because part of the accusation is that the ma'isaver was violated, b'mezid. Not that it was done, but ones. And that's the exclusion of ktana. So why is it that we assume that hamotzi shemer al ktana is potter? So one possibility is the following. Because the mechayiv of motzi shemer is garam laktola. The attempt that the Baal was having this woman killed for violating an avera. That categorically cannot apply to a ktana. Good. But if you assume that that's necessary, even in cases that it could never lead to an instance of Misa, nonetheless there's a chiyuv of mea kesef. You don't require garam laktala. So, if that's true, how then do you understand that drush of the Gemara prat laktana? Tosfos says, pitik tana onesu. No? That's the exclusion of the Gemara. The accusation is that she violated ma'isa avera, b'mezid. That does not apply to a case of a ktana. See, this issue is quite important. What is the mechayev of motzi shemer? Is the mechayev of motzi shemer the fact that as a result of the taina sabal, there is a potential chiyuv misa? It's as though that since he was attempting to have her killed, and he was discredited or disproven, then his chayev the knas. Or should we assume, no, that's not true? Maybe in the very literal sense, that the mechayev of motzi shemra is irrespective whether there's a chiyuv misa or not. The fact that the baal is motzi shemra al ishto, accusing her of being an ashes ishes in some amazing. Irrespective whether that results or does not result in a chiyuv misa. So I wanted you to take a look at that Mishnah in Erechim, right? And Daf Tezvav Mar Aleph. See that Mishnah? It's unbelievable. The Mishnah tells us the following chiddush. That ha'omer b'piv chomer min ha'osa maisa. Sometimes that verbal abuse, right, is worse than physical abuse. Now than a person who does a maisa v'rebapoa. Where do you see that that's true? Mishnah says the following. Motzi shemra is just omer b'piv. And yet the chiyuv is mea kesef. And one who is ma'ane senara besula, ayidei maisa, then what is the chiyuv knas? Chamishim kesef. So the Mishnah tells us in Erech, and Daf Tezvav, ha'omre b'piv, chomor min ha'osa maisa. Unbelievable. No? That's the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues and tells us, that's what we find the Dor HaMidbar as well. Lo nechtam gazardino, ela alavol noshen hara, the chetam araglim. That's what the Mishnah tells us, no? Everything that Bnei Yisrael did, it was ultimately the dibara that caused them to remain in the Midbar and not to enter Eretz Yisrael. You see that Mishnah? What's the chet of Motzi Shemra? It's not that there was garam l'tola, attempted murder. The Gemara says that this is an indicator of the severity of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara sometimes can be so extreme that if one violates Motzi Shemra, saying that his wife was an Ashes Ishes Insa, so in such an instance, a terrible Chiyuv Knas, Mei Kesev even more than Min HaMaisa Ha'osa. Good, very great Chiddush. So the Gemara raises the following kasha. The Gemara says, Mimai. The Mishnah wasn't enough. The Gemara says, how do you know this? How do you know that the Lashon Hara, the Motzi Shemra, is the Mechayiv of Mei Kesev? How do you know that that is why you're obligated, and this is an indicator about how serious Lashon Hara is? The Gemara says, Mamish, black and white. Dilma Mishum Deka Garam Laktola. It's Lashon HaGemara, no? Maybe the reason the Baal is Chayiv Mei Kesev is not because of an Issa Lashon Hara. It's because attempted murder, no? He made up the story. He brought Eidei Sheker in order to have his wife killed. That's Lashon Hara. That's much more than that, no? Garam Laktola. So the Gemara answers that no, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, why is it there's a chi of Motzi Shemra of Mea Kesev, ki Hotzi Shemra? The Pasuk says the Mechayiv is Motzi Shemra, al Shem Ra Shehotzi. Unbelievable. The Gemara mentions as Havamina that maybe you would think that Garam Laktol is the Mechayiv. The Gemara says no, that's not true. The Mechayiv is literally Motzi Shemra and Isser Lashon Hara. There's no chiyuv knas for every Lashon Hara, but Lashon Hara of such a serious caliber, Eishes Ishes Insub Amazin, that there's a chiyuv knas. Pashuv Shat in that Gemara, right, in Erechim, is that the Mechayiv is not Garam Laktala, the Mechayiv is Motzi Shemra. The accusation that this woman willingly involved herself in such a terrible, terrible Maisa Veira. Tosus writes, that's why there can't be a chiyuv motzi shem when it comes to a ketana. Because even the accusation that this woman, right, who is a ketana, was involved in a biyaznus, But pitui ktan onesu. Not therefore she is ptura min ha'onesh. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need a bas onshin. No? You don't need garam laktolim. One could interpret that pitui ktan onesu means the following. The accusation in the case of an isha ktana is not as severe. It's just like one who says that their wife, who was a Nara, was Nensa. Even if it turns out that that story is fabricated, there's no Chiyuv Kras. That's what Tosa says. That's a pretty incredible Chiddush, no? The Gemara says the Mechayiv is the Motzi Shemra. The Mechayiv is not Garam Laktola. In that light of what Tosa writes, in Ksuvus Avmem Lebeis, you can understand what Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Ptur of Ketana. And the fact that in cases of Achasha there was never a Psak Din Lamisa, that's irrelevant. You don't need a Psak Din Lamisa because Garam Laktala is not the Mechayiv. The Mechayiv is Hotsah Shem Ra. And that can apply even in a case of Achasha. If you look in the Rambam, in Ochas Nara Besula, Perak Gimel Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that one who is motzi shemer al haktana is potter min haknas, potter min hamalkos. Why is that true? Maybe you would have expected the Rambam to say, because after all, the Torah speaks about skila, and ektana is lav bas onshin, and therefore it wasn't garam laktola. The Rambam doesn't write that. Why is it that motzi shemer al haktana is potter? The Rambam writes because Nara mole diber hakasi, because the Torah only speaks about a nara, doesn't speak about a ketan at all. Nara mole diber hakasi, right? Sounds like, as Tosus explains, that Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Mem and Daf Mem Dalet, the difference between ones as opposed to moti shemra and moti shenu naara, right? Mole with the hay, that means dara nara dafka, as opposed to a case of ones. There, it's written chosen, and therefore, nara vafilu ktana. The Kesem Mishnah is bothered by this. Why does the Rambam write nara mole diber hakosu? Why doesn't the Rambam say simply, since the pasuk says usa kaluva, and a ktana is lav bas onshin, so therefore, it is clear that there's no motzi shemra in that instance. But you see, according to the Rambam Shita, it's not because lo garam laktola, but rather it's the pasuk. Nara mole diber hakasuk. It's not because she is lav bas onshin. If you look in Avi Ezri, Rav Shach makes this hara. That simple, the Rambam, nara mole diber hakasuk. Here in Hilchos Nara Besula, the Rambam does not mention that you need a bas onshin. It's interesting, the Rambam does not even mention Tosus' reason in the second teretz of pitui ktana onesu. That you may remember from the past also is very good. No? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that a ktana who's an eishes isha zinsa is nesra abala. Maybe Kiddush Rambam, you know? Aktana, Eishas Ishazinsa, Nesra Abalam. What does that mean? Even Aktana, who engages in Znus, Al Pidin, we consider that to be Mezid, not Ones, and therefore she's Asra Labal. And Eishas Ishazinsa is only Asra Labal if it's an Eishas Yisrael and Eishas going. The Mezid, not the Ones. Yet the Rambam writes that Aktana, Eishas Ishazinsa, Nesra Abala. What do you see according to the Rambam? We'll have to discuss that. The Rambam apparently does not paskin, at least in all cases, that pitu iktana onesu. That's a great kiddush. We don't assume a ktana is lav bas das, and therefore anything that she does al pidin is considered to be comparable to ones, and therefore it's like an eishes isha nensa, and she's not a srela baal. So the Rambam does not write the reason is because of pitui ktana onesu. Very good, the Shita Osei. No? Because the Rambam assumes that's not true, Lava. The Rambam does not argue the Ptur of Ktana is because that you need a bas onshin, a bas skila, because garam laktala. Poshav shah, because the sugin erichin. Therefore, the Rambam simply writes because that's how the Parsha presents the whole institution of Motzi Shemen. Nara mole diber hakosav. Nara and Ktana. Rashab just points out that what stopped, what prevented the Rambam from assuming, right, Bas Onshin, is because of Sugin Erechim. Garam Latol is not the Mechayiv. The Mechayiv is Hotzah Shem Ra. And even the Gemara that Tosus quotes, Muxuas Naf Mem, Muxuas Naf Mem Dalet, the Gemara does not mean to assume. When the Gemara says, since the Pasuk says, Usakaluha, we're referring to a Gdola, not a Ktana. The Gemara does not mean to assume that the Machayev of Motzi Shemra is Garam Laktola. If that's true, so how can that be? No, that means that that statement of the Gemara about the Brava is against the Mishnah, Nerech and Abtezvav. No, the Gemara just tells you that's an indicator. No? The fact that the Torah speaks about an onish of Misa indicates that the Parsha is referring to an Ara, but not that the Mechayiv of Motzi Shemra is Garam Laktala. If that's true, then that statement, the Ravada Barava, that Ktana is not the Baskima, would be against what the Gemara tells us in Erech and Aftezvav, that that is not the Mechayiv of Motzi Shemra. So when the Gemara makes that ha'ara, that a ketana is not a baskila, l'chora doesn't mean, therefore, garam laktala. But rather, just simply, that indicates to us, right, that the pasuk is referring to nara not a ketana. Why? One possibility is just the gzeres hakosav, nara mali dibra hakosav. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam even writes, ha'otzi shemar al ha'bogeres. Also put him in a cross in a malchus, because the pasuk refers to Nara. Or as Tosa says that no, it's not because of the onesh, but rather it's because you need an isha hamezida, and pitui ktan is considered to be onesh. We discussed this chiddush of the Rambam that it's possible for a ktana who is an ages isha zinsa to become forbidden albaila, even though she's a ktana. And the chora ktana is lav bas das. How can that be? How can it be that the Rambam paskins, Nilfas Yisrebiya Perakim Alacha Beis, that we treat this as mezid, not as onus? We discussed previously, right, the chiddush that Rabbi Chanan has in the Kovetz Aros, it's found in Simen Samach Vav Ozvav. Rabbi Chanan just writes the following Kiddush. We know that even though Midaraisa, we discussed this earlier, for purposes of Kinyanim, a person has to be a Bardas, that's true Midaraisa, but Midrabanan, if he gil the Pu'utos, if a child, right, is old enough that it's clear that he understands the effect of that which he is doing, so mecha mecha, midrabanan. He has the ability of making kinyan, not midaraisa, but midrabanan. Rabbi Chanan just simply raises the following issue: this concept of higile pu'utos, a kinyan would be chal, din drabanan. How is that ka'in daraisa? So Rabbi Chanan writes the following chiddush. Whenever we speak about a katan or a ktana, there are two halachas, two very different stages. Number one is a katan or a ktana shelo higia lechlal das, period. That mamish lav bar das, they don't have any understanding of what in fact they are doing, that is a katan or a ktana dino kishote, lav bar das. But then there is a second level, and that is a katan who is a pikeach, where we see that sheish lo das kegadol, we see he understands all the theft, the ramification of that which he is doing. But nonetheless, the psukim tell us that that is insufficient. Ish v'lo katan. Bochanan quotes Yerushalmi, for example, Peretara Maisa Sheni, ki yitein ish. Only a matana of ish is considered to be a matana, not a matana of a katan. Ki yikach ish. Only an ish is capable of a Maisa Kedusha, not a katan. Bochanan just simply writes the following chiddush. If you're talking about a katan, lo higia klal ledas, you don't require a pasuk to tell us that that's true. Ein bo das klal. But there are certain areas, despite the fact that a katan or katana can demonstrate das, where nonetheless the pasuk says that that's insufficient. You require gadlus. However, in those areas lahalacha when there is no gzeiras hakasuv of ish, for example, prat katan, then Rabbi Chanan writes pu'utos is a din daraisa. That's the great kiddush. If the katan is a bardas, in common sense terms, and there's no pasuk that tells us that ish is required, so in such an instance, that's sufficient. So, for example, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that a katana is capable of chalitza. Katana choletzes mishi higila ones haputos. The sheet of Rabbi Yossi. How is that true? Because lo makshinan ish ish. It's true in the parsha of Yivma Chalitza. The Torah mentions the term ish. It doesn't mention the term isha. So therefore, she does not have to be a gdola. So Rabbi Yossi says a chiddush. As long as higila putos, the chalitza is a chalitza daraisa. That's not a din d'rabbanan. That's a sheer daraisa putos. So midrabbanan, the chamim went a step further. When it comes to certain areas, for example, mecha chomemkar, even when you have a gzeiras hakasuv, but midrabbanan, putos is sufficient. But dikar din daraisa, those areas where, in common sense terms, a katan or a katana is a bardas, and there's no pasuk, it requires isha isha. So one case is the case of Yossi. Rabbi Chanan writes, and that's the basis of this chiddush of the Rambam. Tana shezinsa baratzon nesra al bala. What does that mean? You need an ish or isha in terms of that maisa's nose that is considered to be a breach of ishus. Certainly not. There, if the woman is clueless in terms of what is happening, dino kishota, then not. However, if higia lipu'utos, and she realizes what she was doing was a breach of yishus, you don't have to be a gedola in order to create an isra habal because of eishus yishus insa. That's the chiddush of Chanan writes, is a din daraisa. The same thing writes is true when it comes to areas of tumin tara, safek tuma. Is only if you have that which is called, the Mishnah tells us in Taras, Das Lishoyim. If those involved were Bardas, comparable to the Parsha of Sota. There also, Rabbi Chanan writes that the Shir Darais is one of Kutos. In those cases where the Pasuk does not go out of its way and require an Ish, all that the Torah insists on is a level of awareness. So in such an instance, even a katan or a katana at times can be included. That's why the Rambam paskins that we don't assume in such an instance that pita katanon esu. And therefore the Rambam is going to tell you that nonetheless there's no chiyuv knas in such an instance of motzi shemra ala katana. It can't be because of garam lamisa, because of sigin erichin. It cannot be because of pita katana onesu, because the Rambam assumes that no, that only applies to a katana dino kishota, but not to a katana who is less than bas mitzvah, but higil butos. And therefore the Rambam writes that's because binara mole diber hakasu. But one thing is clear, you don't require a garm lamisa That's clear according to Ein Tam that you don't require a Gram L'Misa. Now, if there are, Ein Tam says without any Misa whatsoever, right? Nonetheless, there can be a Chiyuv of Mea Keser. Tosus points out, according to Ein Tam, a further Chiddush. The Tosus writes here in the end of your masculine behavior. According to Ein Tam, in Hachosha, there is a Chiyuv of Mea Keser. Good? Ishi Muteresur Asura Abam. What happens? The Baal comes with the claim, right, that this is an Eishas Ishas Insa. He brings Eidim. There's Hachasha. There's a Chiyuv Mea Kesev. It also says, according to Natan, that Tzarech Lomar Shimu Teres Labaala. It must be that she is Muteres Labaal. Why? Because Tosa says, Di Labachi, if the Lachudi, if she's Asur Labaal, so how can you have it both ways? She's Asur Labaal, but yet there's a Chiyuv of Mea Kesev. What do you mean? The Pasuk says, there's Mea Kesev, but also, Velo Siyam Yisha. No? And Tosa says that these two halachos, the Knas and Velo Siyam Yisha, go hand in hand. No? So how could you have a Psak halacha that argues that no, since there was a Tanya Sabal, that she is an Eishas Ishas Insa, even though he brought Edim, they turned out to be Edim Hamuchashim, there's a Chi of Mea Kesev, but the Isra Labal still remains. How can that be? Part of the fact of Motzi Shemer is Malkus, Knas, and Vlosi Elisha. This is also what that Afikayam discusses. Then the Chelek Beis and Semem Beis, no? Can you split off the various aspects of Motzi Shemer? How do you understand Vlosi Elisha, Liuchel HaShalcha, a mitzvah, an onesh, a knas, we discussed, no? So Tosa says no. In the case of Hachash, it must be that she is Muteres Labala, because otherwise, how can there be a Chil Mea Kesev? L'chara Pashav Shah and Tosa, what is the Chiddush? That the Mea Knesset and Los Elisha go hand in hand. The Minchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Nun Gimel, toward the end of the piece of Motzi Shemra, quotes our Tosas, and just makes this ha'ara that the sheet of Tosas is the Chiyuv Knas, and the fact of Los Elisha are Tulim Zebazim. And the Mechassino suggests as a Chiddush that this is against the Shita Sarambam. Where is it against the Shita Sarambam? Not fully explicit, but the Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besula Paragimel discusses the Chiyuv of Motzi Shemer. So the Rambam begins with Halacha Aleph, telling us the effect of Motzi Shemer. Malkus, Knas, Los Elisha, and so on. And then the Rambam in Halacha Hey discusses the following: what would happen in a case of Chayve Lavim or Chayve Esay? What would happen in a case where a person is Moti Shemer Al Ishto, but it was an illicit relationship? It's Chayve Lavim. Yisro marries Mamzeres, a Koy marries a Grusha. He's Moti Shem Alishto. So what are you going to say? Velo Si Alisha? What do you mean? Velo Yishus was Besid. So the Rambam writes, no, under those circumstances, there's no halacha Velo Si Alisha, but Harezi Yigar Shema. After all, when does the Pasuk say Velo Si Alisha? Isha Harayla. Not Isha Shena Harayla. So the Minchasina Kishas Mora is follows. The Rambam writes the whole series of onshin when it comes to Motzi Shemer. There's Malkus, there's Knas, Lo Si Isha. And then the Rambam Lachay writes and realizes Lo Si Isha only applies to an Isha Ruila. But the Mashmos of the Rambam is that nonetheless there is still a Chiyuv Knas and there is still a Chiyuv Malkus. Otherwise you would have expected the Rambam to say that Chavi Lav and Chavi Esay are an exception to all of the halachos of Motzi Shemer. That the Rambam does not say. The Rambam delineates all the effects, and the Rambam says, but the detail, Lo Si Isha, cannot apply to Chayv Lav Mechavi Esay. So the Chassidic writes, that seems strongly to imply the Rambam Shita is, when it was Motzi Shemra al Ishto, in a case of Chavilav Rechaviese, so in such an instance, there's Malkus, there's Knas, although there's no halacha of Vos in the Isha. And the Chassidic writes, he thinks that's against our Tosfos. Because our Tosfos writes that you cannot argue that there should be a chiyuv of Mea Kesef, and nonetheless that she is Asura Labala, Boshem Shah, because the two halachas are Tulim Zebizim. That's our Minchasinah. The Chorah that comes to Minchasinah is not necessarily Mukha. Because there is a fundamental difference between Tosis's case and the Rambam's case. What is causing the Isra Labala? In Tosis's case, it's the following. We're going to argue that there's a chatzi ne'amonus. Now that the tainas habal, that she is an eishes eishes insa, is true for A but not for B. The tainas habal, we believe his taina as far as she being asur labal is concerned, but at the same time we discredit his taina. We obligate him to be Mea Kesef. That's what Tosfos says is impossible. How can you have such a chatzi ne'amanus? Now that we're going to say that, as far as A is concerned, we believe the Baal. As far as B is concerned, we discredit the Baal. In that respect, yeah, the chi of Mea Kesef and Lissi Isha are tlim zebazen. Either the Baal and the Edom are ne'amanim or you're ne'amanim. Poshut, no? In the Rambam's case, it's very different. Enochinami, we discredit the Baal entirely. But the reason she's Asur Labal is not because of a Miktsas Nemonos. It's because of a completely separate concern. Chave Lavin, Chave Ese, Isuri Bia. The Chorah there's no stira whatsoever between Mea Kesef and Los Elisha. One does not have to argue that when Tosfos tells us in our Sugya that you link Mea Kesef and Los Elisha, it means that it's impossible ever to envision, right, a split. It's an entire package, take it or leave it. Not necessarily. Tosfos just says in terms of Nemanos, how can you say that the Baal and his Edom are Neman to create an Iser, but at the same time they have to pay Mea Kesef? That's a stir in Eubay. But if the Oser is not the Tana Sabal, the Oser is Chavilav and Chaviasei, Mechatesi. It could very well be that the Rambam, right, and Tosfos would fully agree, right, in these particular cases. Okay, so Rav Hashem will continue today. Sorry again about the lateness. Start preparing the sugya, right, and up Tessim and Alim. Especially in the very beginning of the year, we pointed out to some highlight that Tosfos was Mancha Yisra Ba'en, when one is Koveya Shem Eid, Misha Suriya, Misha Sagada. Right, take a look at the sugya in Makos, right, that we discussed. Right, and the Achav. Take a look at the Rosh in that sugya, the Shita Sarayv, that will be very relevant also for the sugya of Palgin and Diburin. Ein Haroe, Ein Hameid, the Ritvan Kedushin, Dach Men Gimel, right, Eyes Lekima Dover, Eyes Lebira Dover. Right, then we'll have to proceed with this. Did you have trouble getting it?